Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. There's a moment in the creed that almost slips past us because it is so familiar. And it's those words that we just said. Think about them for a moment and the enormity of what we are saying. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Those words are not small. They are not background noise. They are the foundation of everything else the creed will say. Before we talk about Jesus, before we talk about the Holy Spirit, before we talk about the church or forgiveness or resurrection, the creed begins with the declaration, I believe in God. And this God is both Father and Almighty. Today is Mother's Day. A day filled with emotion. For many, it's a day of joy and gratitude and celebration. For others, it's a day of grief, longing, or complicated memories. Some celebrate mothers who are present. Others celebrate mothers who are long gone. Some long to be mothers. Others carry the pain of what hasn't been. Some have beautiful relationships with their earthly mothers, while others carry wounds. And into that complexity, the creed begins with a God who is strong and tender, both powerful but personal. Almighty, but parental. A God who creates life, sustains life, and nurtures life. A God whose heart is reflected imperfectly, but beautifully in mothers, grandmothers, carers, and spiritual mothers among us. So today, as we begin this series, we're not just reciting ancient words, we're grounding ourselves in a truth that speaks into our everyday lives. The God we believe in is a God who holds us with strength and loves us with tenderness. Interestingly, the first thing the creed tells us is not theology, it's not what God demands, but it's who God is. Not a list of doctrines or a set of behaviours, not a theological argument. It begins with relationship. I believe in God the Father. In the ancient worlds, gods were distant, unpredictable, and often terrifying. They needed to be appeased. They were powerful, but not personal. But the Christian confession begins with a God who invites us to call him Father, not because he is male, but because he is relational. Because he is the source of life. He is the one who knows us, forms us, and cares for us. And Scripture does not limit God's parental imagery to fatherhood. In Isaiah 66, God says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." In Deuteronomy 32, God is described as a mother eagle hovering over her young. And in Hosea 11, God speaks as a parent, teaching a toddler to walk, bending down to feed them. The creed begins with a God who is not far away, but is deeply involved in our everyday lives. A God who nurtures, protects, and delights in his children. The creed continues, I believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. This is not a statement about how the world began. It's a statement about how the world continues. God didn't just simply create things and then step back and leave us to our own devices. God is the ongoing source of life. Psalm 139 says, "You knit me together in my mother's womb." That's not mechanical language. That's intimate, hands-on, attentive love. On this Mother's Day, we honour the people who participated in God's creative work. Those who carried life, nurtured it, protected it, and shaped it. But we also remember that behind every human act of nurture is a God who gives us life and sustains it in the first place. To say, I believe in God the Creator, is saying, my life is not an accident. I am wanted. I am known. I am held. I am sustained by a love that is older than the universe. And that truth matters deeply on a day like today. The creed holds together what we often separate. Father and Almighty. We tend to think of power as force, dominance, or control. But God's power is different. God's power is creative, life-giving, and compassionate. God's almightiness is not the ability to crush, but the ability to sustain. Not the ability to dominate, but the power to heal. Not the ability to intimidate, but to love the world without limit, and to love us too. Think of the strongest person you know. Chances are their strength is not measured by how loudly they speak or forcefully they act, but by how deeply they love, how faithfully they show up, and how consistently they give of themselves. That's the kind of strength the creed is talking about. And that's the kind of strength we often see in mothers and carers. The quiet, steady, sacrificial strength that holds families together, that keeps showing up and keeps loving even when it's not pretty, even when it's costly. God's almighty power looks like that. We need to say this clearly. Mother's Day is not easy for everyone. And the creed gives us space for that, because the God we believe in is not only creator and almighty, but he is comforter. If today brings grief, God is with you. If today brings longing, then God understands. If today brings complicated memories, then God sees you. And if today brings joy, then God celebrates with you. The God of the creed, the God we believe in, is not distant from our story. He is present in it. He is the God who gathers up the brokenhearted, who carries the weary in his arms, who binds up their wounds, and who restores hope. And the church today is called to reflect that same compassion, to be a community where every person is seen, valued, and held. We honour mothers today not because they are perfect, but because they reflect something of God's character. Their love, their sacrifice, their patience and resilience point us towards God, who loves us with an even deeper love. But the Creed also reminds us that God's love is not limited by our human experience. If your relationship with your mother is painful or absent, God's parental love is not diminished. If you have longed to be a mother and that longing is unfulfilled, God's nurturing love is still for you. If you have lost a mother or a child, God's comforting presence surrounds you. Human love, even at its best, is a reflection. God's love is the source. When we say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth," we are making a declaration that shapes our everyday lives. It means we trust God's care. We are not alone. We are not abandoned. We are held by a God who knows us intimately and loves us completely. It means we honour those who nurture life, not just biological mothers, but all who reflect God's nurturing heart. Teachers, carers, mentors, spiritual mothers, grandparents, foster parents, and those who quietly support others. Third, it means we participate in God's creative work. Every act of kindness, of compassion, every time we encourage, support, or lift someone up, we are joining in God's work of bringing life. And finally, gratitude. It means we live with gratitude. Gratitude for the people who have shaped us, gratitude for God who sustains us, and gratitude for the life we've been given. The Creed begins with God because everything begins with God. A God who is powerful enough to create the universe and personal enough to know your name. A God who holds galaxies in place, yet holds you in his arms. A God who is almighty, yet tender. Creator, yet close. Majestic, and yet intimate. This is the God we believe in. This is the God who meets us today. This is the God who nurtures, sustains, and invites us into his life. And so today on Mother's Day, we say with the church across the ages, "This I believe." And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.